You were telling me last night that what I said at the end in some place wasn't clear, so I want to take manage a minute just to say it over again. It's very important for what's coming up in the rush tomorrow. Places, as we're starting to realize, is trying to give a broader picture of how do we pass in sake of the moment. So we're already juggling three psalms. We have Yachleku, we have Kodol and Kvar, we have Yaniach. Pesach at the end, after he shtells back all the rules, he says, it's funny, I find a sheet of Sunkus who doesn't sit with any of the rules. That's the correct way of learning the Pesach. If Pesach shtells back all the rules, Pesach says, it's funny because I find there's a sheet of Sunkus who doesn't sit with any of the rules. Someone says he say Yachleku without others, and someone says he say Yachleku even though they're Yachleku fellow sons. We find such a sumpus like I printed out for yesterday, Babakam, Machra Babakamar, or the cases of Shoshanagar Chasaparo, advertises an answer which is supposedly supposed to explain both Drotum. It's a Dro Domain. A Dro Domain is a different type of Suffolk in Ganton. A Dro Domain is not a Suffolk which is nailed out to Bezdin as a result of the Tainus. It means when two people come into Bezdin, and holding on to talus, you don't have a suffix. Why are they holding on to the talus? They're talus schleppers, whatever they do, that's what they do for a living. So there's no suffix. But when you have a shoshanagar chasaporo, the names are over b'tzida, even if nobody opens their mouth, there's a suffix beside the etim circumstances. That's what's called a drawer domainer. There's a real suffix here. A drawer comes from the blushing of sheiches. Each one of them has a real sheiches to it, the etim, because there's a real tzad, beside the event, not beside the tainus. The Tosis said, that without the case of some places, the case of Drodomina, which I'm stressing again, is a different type of suffix. It's a suffix which is not nailed as a result of tainus. Therefore, the two rules don't apply. What's the beer had for him? It's a shot, like a why? So the answer is Zed Tolbi Bazaar. The reason why we say Yachleku over there, even though it's not Erzin, is because over there, there's a different reason why we do Yachleku. About the case of Drodomina is what I call a natural suffix. Natural suffix is mitzad, the etzim case itself is a suffix. When there's a natural suffix, the appropriate psak is yachleku. I want to explain why. Because each one has a draw of the mind, each one has a connection. I said, yachleku is a crow of psak. Shita's face is, we don't do yachleku, we do kodong bar. We only do yachleku when you have an anan sadi. The answer is, that's when there's no draw of the mind. We don't really have a tzad that it's yours, just you're claiming a zay. Rabbi Zeno taught us that when the suffix is neila and machmas, the time is, there's no real suffix of who the money belongs to. The real suffix is who's lying here. That's the real suffix. When two people come into Bezdin and one guy says it's mine, one guy says it's mine, what's the suffix? Who's the liar? There's no be'etzim suffix on the money. When there's be'etzim a suffix on the money, so you both have a shaykhus to it. Machmas the suffix itself, so then we give you yachleku. Once that's the reason why you're doing yachleku, I repeat, once that's the reason why we're doing yachleku, it doesn't have to be emes. When does the yachleku have to be emes? When Be'etzem, you shouldn't do Yachleku, like our case. The reason why you're doing Yachleku is because of proactive reason, because Anan Tzadi, we Neman. You Neman on, we don't Neman Kur Mazachim. Or, you want to paske the Yachleku because you think you're doing the MS. At the end of the day, it's not MS. You might have an Anan Tzadi supporting both sides. But the mice, at the end of the day, you're doing a Zach which is Krum. So if you're doing the Psach because you're looking for the truth, you're not doing the truth. Mashaykh by Yachleku of Sumkus, which is a complete different Yachleku. It's Yachleku of Pshara. Over there, I don't care if it's true or not. I'll say it very sharp now. By Sumkus, for the same reason that we do Yachleku, even though we don't have an Ansadi, is the same reason why I don't care whether it's Chalukah Karela Zemes. That's the answer to Yachleku. So if we summarize the Tosis, if we walk away from the Tosis, Tosis is really presenting us, in the world of Sveikah de Mamayna, two worlds. When is the Zorah de Mamayna? When there's a real suffix in front of us, not machmas the tainus. So over there, we're passing Yachleku, and I don't care if it's emes. Because the reason why I'm passing Yachleku is a psak suffix. Well, let's use the yeshivish hashprach. It's a psak suffix. We don't know what to do. But since there's a real suffix here, in a real suffix, we say, great, give both guys. Have a drawer. Both guys have a shaykhus. There, I don't care whether I'm doing the truth, because I'm not looking for the truth. In a case where it's not a drawer, do a minor. So there, the suffix is neilad machmas the tainus. Over there, the Richtig of Psak is called Olam Kvar. When you have an outside Tzibah to go take on the Ichka Yasev, when you have an Anan Tzadi, then we pass Yachleku. But then, if you pass Kenya Chlauka because you think that that's the way it is, so when it's Vade Sheker, we don't do it. That's a very clear summary of the last 2 days of Tesis. The Rosh is a whole different business. Zuck the Rosh. Let's turn the Rosh inside. There are two parts to this Rosh. We're going to spread this Rosh over 2.5 days. Half today, half tomorrow, and the third half, the beginning of Thursday, Rosh Hashem, and then we'll start the other sheet of the Sugya. Zuck the Rosh inside. Let's learn inside together for those of you who are smart enough to bring your Gemaras. Shnaiwaves and Vitalis. Zoimer, Ani Mitzasir, Zoimer, Ani Mitzasir. Says the Rosh, Ubemokoim Shihi Shal Maitza. We're talking about a place where it belongs to the guy who finds it. Otherwise, you have a Kiyom HaShem as a Vey. You ain't Be'er Sharupa Kusu, Zoimer, Kudu Shalim, Zoimer, Kudu Shalim. Zei Shal HaShem Lepokhtu Bechetzim, Zei Shal HaShem Lepokhtu Bechetzim, Yachlaikum. Zok the Rosh. Bekivin the Shnei Embroim Lefaneinu, Muzokim Beguf HaTalis. On the chicken lifts like London Chalukha, because since they're both moves, we have to pass the Chalukha. The whole Dover Shana Roy and Biyad Adam, anything that we see a person holding on to, Chashvina Losh Hu Shaloi. We take on that it's yours, Apple P, Sha'achar Ma'ar, or Emma Shalyu, even somebody else says it's mine. Where do we see that? Kedamina Gabinaska de Rababa. The Chashvina Le Gazan, we consider a guy a Gazan, when A grabs it from B, Afakav, I'm a Didi Chatvi, I'm grabbing my thing. Hilkach Leifel says the Rosh, Yeshua lifts like Kankol Dalam Gvar, could have been a very classic Sabbat and Gabi Arba, Hayam de Diu, Vayam de Diu. Chesesh, Am Shavois, Am Shavois, we there we pass in Kol Dalam Gvar. I can't pass in Kol Dalam Gvar over here, because each guy is holding on to it. The Hossam Shani, Sheinachem Mem Mufzik with Ov Hashem Aaron Alov. Vein Bezdin Mechoyovim, Lim Chais, Lim Shabal Lekach Tomash, Ein Ani Yodish Amiyu. So we say Kol Dalam Gvar. Hilkach ain't where it lifts like London Chalukah, Shemin Asir Lechem, it's like it did. Avada, we give preference to Kol Dalam Gvar. Yesu where it level lehem, Shekol Mishis Gavi Yodah B'Koyach Abarayah, Shizkiv Sayichu and Alzeh, Shemisha Dini Vakor of Lavi Rayas. Kol Dalam Gvar is a better psak, because the one who is the truth is with him is going to be more Mesa Nefesh than the other guy. So Kol Dalam Gvar has a logic, says the Rosh, that we could take on that the one who the truth is with him, he's the one who's going to kill himself to go fight off the other guy. Boyd, Satan's. Misha den ima moise nafshul the hamid shall be yodi yosi masha moise acha nafshul the gzol. Void! Yem is ema betza shem so nafshi. The lawyer is going to say, what's going to, it's not worth it for me to go kill myself. I yem vilamacha yobi raya. So kol dolin graz a kubsak. Aval hacha, but over here the shneem vich buchzak and bugov atalis. Onem buchu yom nunchas, we can't do kol dolin graz shalik zol echer es chaveroi. Hilpachim, hinu peskulam, kol dolin graz, echem nahi goez a masha biyat chaveroi. Hilpachim, hinu peskulam, kol dolin graz, echem Rav Daf Gomitziv, Makachamim, Kodanak, Kuzum, Tavai, Dikamir, Tavai, who Allah, Makachamim, Kodanak, Kuzum, Rabina. Stop here. Whatever I said, this is part one of the Rosh. The second half of the Rosh we're going to learn tomorrow. The second half of the Rosh is very, very, very great. But I want to start with an introduction. You all know that when you learn the Rosh superficially, that I just read, and after I say what I'm going to say now, then we'll again learn over the Rosh again. When you learn the Rosh superficially, the Rosh seems to be saying very similar to Tosfos. Normally we say Kol Dalam Gvar. Over here, the reason why we say Yachleiku is because they're both holding on to it. As opposed to the Gemara, the above, that's where nobody's holding on to it. You all know that all Rabbi Seinu, the Iker, Bereshom, Rabbi Zalman, tonight you'll get a printout. It'll be on the regular Marmakum place. There'll be a sheet where there's a bunch of Marmakumas that I'm going to speak about now. One of them is this Rabbi Zalman. This is Almin and Evan Ozel Perktes on the Din of Shneimetz and Metalis. He was the first Mar de Shmeitza, and he printed clearly, and that's why I brought you down that piece. This is Almin Tainer that the Rosh and Taisas have no shaykhs to each other, and if you read the Rosh properly, they have no shaykhs to each other. Albeit it's true that both the Rosh and Taisas, they both said that the reason why in our mission we say Achleik are not called on Ras, because in our mission it's Oyosin, but the Rosh and the Taisas are saying two completely different things. Taisas said that the role that the Urzin plays is the Urzin is a reason why we do Yafleku. Since with these guys holding on to it. So therefore, we take on that we give Yafleku. The Rosh uses the Urzin for something else completely, if you all noticed. The Rosh uses the Urzin to explain why we don't do Kol Dalam Gvar. He says it twice. At the beginning, he says, oh. Mikro took at the end. Our Hochadish name was Lokum Bukufa Talis, Onum Kuyovan Lumchoish, the Yigzal Acheras Haveri. Hirko Hamino Paiskum or called Al Gvar, Echene Hoyagrazel Mashabiat Haveri. Said earlier, Yashal Disik can call Al Gvar. Because over there it's Mozak. Here's a big machlekas. I'm going to make five lashitasas in this machlekas through the entire sugya. We'll begin slowly. The Rosh says that the reason why we don't do kol dolan gvar be'os is because it's oichzen, but not for the reason of Tosfos. Tosfos says that the reason why oichzen plays a role, because oichzen is a proactive reason to give each guy half. We have an anantzadi, the half is yours, we have an anantzadi, the half is yours. The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says that because it's oichzen, the oichzen doesn't let you do kol dolan gvar. Why? Two people are holding it. Kol dolan gvar means you're going to grab one from the other. We don't let you grab one from the other. It's active gzela. Okay, so the reason why in our mission we don't do kol dolan gvar is not because I have a reason to do yachleku. The reason why in our mission we don't do kol dolan gvar is because you can't do kol dolan gvar because both guys holding on to it. We don't let one guy grab from the other because that's an act of gzela. So the Rosh agrees to the Tosfos that the reason why our mission is different is because you're holding on to it. But two different lamdas in completely. According to Tosfos, the role that they're holding on to is a proactive reason why we do yachleku. According to the Rosh, it's not a reason why we do yachleku. The role that the oichzen plays is that it blocks you from doing kol dolan gvar slowly. I'm going to build now slowly a whole bunch of skyscraper. Take a hakash. Okay, so you don't do kol dolan gvar slowly. So why are you doing yachleku? According to the Rosh, the oichzen is not an explanation of why you're doing yachleku. Why yachleku is the right psak? It's a psak vade because we name on that you have chetzi and you have chetzi. So why do we? So why are you doing yachleku? You're not doing kol dolan gvar because we don't let one guy grab from another. But why are you doing yachleku? Here's the big raid. The answer is that according to the Rosh, yachleku is a psak sofik. The answer is that according to the Rosh, yachleku is a psak sofik. Just normally, kol dolan gvar is a better psak. When I can't do kol dolan gvar over here, because you don't let one guy steal from the other, we do yachleku. But if I ask you, but why are you passing yachleku? Because of an ansadi, the Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh doesn't say the yachleku is because I'm a proactive reason for yachleku. The Rosh says that the Aransadi, the Muzakas, plays a role that blocks you from doing Kol Dolan Gvar. Fine, so I can't do Kol Dolan Gvar. Now I'll ask you a second level question. And why are you doing Yachleku? The answer is because it's a reasonable chore. It's a reasonable way of passing yourself. Comes out that there are two Machlekas in between Tosfos and the Rosh. Building very, very slowly. It comes out that there are two Machlekas between Tosfos and the Rosh. One Machlekas is, what role does Eichzen play? According to the Rosh, the role that the Eichzen plays is a reason why you don't call Dolan Gvar. And according to Tosfos, the Eichzen is a reason why you do Yachleku. That's one Machlekes Tosfos and the Rosh. One Machlekes Tosfos and the Rosh is what role does the Eichzen play? According to the Rosh, the role that the Eichzen plays is a reason why you don't call Dolan Gvar. And according to Tosfos, the Eichzen is a reason why you do Yachleku. The second Machlekes between Tosfos and the Rosh is why do we do Yachleku? According to the Rosh, the reason why we do Yachleku is because it's a psak sofik. We don't know what to do, we do Yachleku. And according to the Tosfos, the reason why we do Yachleku is because we have a proactive Chazakah that says, it's two different Machlekes, by the way. One is, what role does the Chazakah play? And the second is, why do you do Yachleku at the end of the day? Now, Imshat, there are two very, very big Lashitasas here. Before I start with the Tifalondas. Imshat, first of all, this is the first half. The second half is much more complicated, the second half of the Rosh. Imshat, there are two Lashitasas over here, Imshat. I want to show you both of them. Lashitasa number one, you all noticed that the Rosh goes out of his way to explain why we do kol dolan gvar, why kol dolan gvar is a better psak than yachleku. A whole arichus, you noticed? He says because it's a better psak, because the one who the truth with him is going to be Meisav Nefesh. He says we rely on the fact that the guy who's saying the truth, he'll deliver the goods in the end. He says that the guy who's the liar is going to give in quicker by kol dolan gvar. Kol dolan gvar is a better psak. And if you notice, the Rosh goes out of his way to say three reasons why we pass him kol dolan gvar. Three reasons why kol dolan gvar is a good psak. Tosfos doesn't go into this whole arichos. I'm not saying akasha. But Tosfos doesn't go into the whole arichos to explain why kol dolan gvar is a good psak. The answer is the shitasa. You have Yitosh al-Tayor, and we're going to say double the shitasa now. Watch. According to Tosfos, watch what I'm going to say now. There's no such psak called Yachleku, except for a Dror D'Mamayna, except for Besomchus. I'm not talking about Dror D'Mamayna. According to Tosfos, there's no such psak called Yachleku. There's no psak called Yachleku. There's only one psak we've called on Gvar. When do we do Yachleiku? When I'm a non Tzadi. So Tosis, in all of Shas, only found one psak, how you resolve a Sufik. How was that? Called on Gvar. So Tosis doesn't have to explain why called on Gvar is better than Yachleiku. Yachleiku is not a psak b'chal. Yachleiku is not a legitimate psak of Sufik. We never found it is. I found the Mishnah in Bobok. But Metzia, that Bezim and Aleph, that says Shnei Rechum Metalis Yachleiku. Here's because of a non Tzadi. Here's because you have a non Tzadi. That's Vada in each guy has Chetzi. But as a psak of Sufik, Yachleik is not a psak. So the only psak that we found in the Torah is a psak of Kol Dol and Gvar. So Tez doesn't have to explain anything. Who told you Yachleik is a psak? Listen to Dabbi Nifla Lazita Shal Torah. But according to the Rosh, Yachleik is a legitimate psak. Something different. I don't get up and dance such a Lishin Tosai. According to the Rosh, Yachleik is a legitimate psak. I don't know it's a legitimate psak. Because we're passing Yachleik in the Mishnah. Why passing Yachleik in the Mishnah? Eichzin is not a reason for passing Yachleik. We'll see some why. Talk about that. But it's not a reason why the Rosh doesn't like it. So why passing Yachleiku in the Mishnah? When you have a Sufik, you're passing Yachleiku. So the Rosh says, if Yachleiku is a legitimate psak of Sufik, is Vasek sometimes called on grass, sometimes Yachleiku? Tosfos never said Yachleiku is a legitimate psak. I started off this man and I told you Yachleiku is not a legitimate psak, Bretson. Yachleiku means you give half to him, what type of resolution of a Sufik is that? Nobody got what they claimed. The Teretz is, there is no psak with Yachleiku. When you have an Anansadi, when you have a Shnaya medicine, when you have a proactive reason to tell me that each guy has half, we give you half. So what is the psak called on Gvar? So the place doesn't have to apologize. Why called on Gvar is better than Yachleiku? There's also psak called Yachleiku. But the Rosh holds that the Shnaya medicine is not the reason why you're doing Yachleiku. So why are you doing Yachleiku? Because when you have a Sufik, you do Yachleiku. So why sometimes you do called on Gvar, sometimes Yachleiku? So the Rosh has to give a whole apology. Because called on Gvar is a better psak. Why is called on Gvar a better psak than Yachleiku? So the Rosh, three reasons. Reason one, reason two, reason three. So then it's very geshmak. Called on Gvar is a better resolution of the Sufik. What happens when you can't do Kol Dol and Gvar? What's the case where you can't do Kol Dol and Gvar with Shnaya Medicine, so we don't let one guy steal from the other? So then we pass in Yachleiku. If you'll ask me, Yachleiku? What's up with Yachleiku? Ah, Yachleiku is a psak Sufik. Yachleiku is a legitimate way of resolving a fight. So then always do Yachleiku. What's up with Kol Dol and Gvar? It's Kol Dol and Gvar is better. So the Rosh Lashitosa, who never said that the Yachleiku of our Mishnah is because of Shnaya Medicine, so by default the Yachleiku of our Mishnah is a psak Sufik, it's a pshara. Is Vasekas in all the places you do Kol Dol and Gvar? So the Rosh had a need to apologize, three reasons. But Tosis never said anywhere in Shas, Yachleiku is a psak, except for by some places, draw the minor. But in a case where two people have a fight, nobody ever said Yachleiku is a psak. There's only one psak called Kol Dol and Gvar. So why should I have to explain why Kol Dol and Gvar is better than Yachleiku? Yachleiku is not a psak b'chal. That's what she tells in number one, La Mita Shel Torah. So the Lashitosa that I'm saying has three steps. Step number one is, the Eichson doesn't say why you're doing Yachleiku. All the Eichson says is why you're not doing Kol Dol Gvar. Step two is, so why do Yachleiku? It's not a psak Sufik. If the psak Sufik says, that's the explain. So what's up is, why not the place you don't do Kol Dol Gvar? It's just Kol Dol Gvar, the better psak. But according to the Tosfos, Tosfos never said Yachleiku is a psak b'chal. So I don't have to explain why Kol Dol Gvar is better. I would add on something which is very, very richtig im pshat. Not only is it true what I said, that Tosfos never had the kasha, but I would add on in parentheses that Tosfos can't have the teretz of the Rosh either. According to Tosfos, Kol Dol and Gvar is not a better psak than Yachleiku. Why not? How do I know that? Because I'm saying, the reason why Tosfos never addressed it, because according to Tosfos, Yachleiku is not a psak b'chal. Yachleiku is only an ansadi. So Tosfos never had a dilemma, why do you sometimes pask in Kol Dol and Gvar, pask in Yachleiku? Only the Rosh, who holds that the reason why you do Yachleiku over here is because of psak Sufik, he had this dilemma. But I want to get out in parentheses, it's not an important yitia that it's, you can't walk out of this sugi without knowing what I'm going to tell you. The teretz that the Rosh said the Kol Dol and Gvar is better, Taka Tosfos can't hold of any. What the Rosh say Kol Dol and Gvar is better? The Rosh says that Kol Dol and Gvar is a better psak because the guy who's the truth is with him, he's going to mutter himself, he's going to kill himself, and he'll get it. That's totally, whether it's a better psak or not, it's totally on the famous machlekes. You all know that there's a famous machlekes in the psak of Kol Dol and Gvar. Two guys are fighting about the ship over there in Bobasha. Zervishal Avoysa, the case of the land. We passed him Kol Dol and Gvar, made the best man win. So one guy came, he brought in the troops, punched the other guy out. Kol Dol and Gvar, right? Kol Dol and Gvar. What's the din? Could the other guy bring in his boys and punch them out and take it back? Is Kol Dol and Gvar a one-time event, or is it an ongoing battle? Kol Dol and Gvar. One day it's by Reuven, next day by Shimon. Next day Reuven brings in the troops and he gets it back. Wednesday it's by Shimon back again. Chutzach Meisim, yeah? So you talk like this, we showing him, you all know. The Tosfos in the Vavam and Aleph on the bottom. Tosfos in the bottom, the Vavam and Aleph says in the first, just keep grabbing it back and forth. Called Oliver. By the way, Kishmoy Kano, that's the din. Called Oliver. So one day's by Reuben, one day's by Shimon, one day's by Levi. Let them fight it out. It's a toss-up. The Rosh in Bobasit Achlamadal, this Rosh is also on the sheet tonight. The Rosh says, Misha Govar Yodai Bipam Echad, the Rosh in Bobasit Achlamadal will be on the printout tonight. Call Misha Govar Yodai Bipam Rishaina Hushaloi Achi Yavachaveraya. The first guy wins. It means the first Olim, he wins it. And he says why? He says two things. First of all, it doesn't make sense that Chazal are going to make a takana that you're going to fight the whole life. Every day is going to be a fight. And then he says more than that. He says what he says by us. Bibalt, the din of Koldal and Gvar is based on the longest that the guy who the truth is with him, he's going to be the violent one. He's going to be Mois and Nefesh. So it's Mustafa that the first guy gets it. It means Koldal and Gvar, you can't keep grabbing back and forth. By the way, this is a very, very tifa machlekes. It's called the Olam Gvar a psak, according to the Rosh and Bavash, it's a psak. The one who wins it for us, because of what he says by us, by the way. He says by us that the Olam Gvar is based on some sort of logic. What's the logic it's based on? It's based on a logic that the one who the truth is with him is going to fight it out. So it's a real psak. It's a way of resolution of the suffix. That means it came out like bringing Aiden. Instead of bringing Aiden, we'll say, let the best man win. And we take on that the best man is going to be the one who's taka his. So it's a real psak. According to Tyson Davov, who says, they just keep fighting back and forth. What the psak is left? There it is. That's the psak. It's a toss-up. We don't know what to do. So fight it out. Break your heads. Hamevin Yovin. That according to Tyson, that you keep grabbing back and forth. So there's no way you can go tell me that Koldal and Gvar is a great psak. We got to the MS, yeah? Sunday, Reuven punched out Shimon. So he took it. Shimon punched out on Monday. So Koldal and Gvar says, Sunday is it Zeus. It's Reuven. Monday is it Shimon. That's called an MS of psak. And Tuesday is it whoever punches out the other guy. At some point, one of them got tired and retired. That's called an MS of psak. That's called Kor of La MS, yeah? Of course not. How can you say something's Karl Lemus where every day changes the ownership? Who's the owner? Reuven or Shimon? It's not both, right? And the Pesach gives it to both. So it's Mekubal in the Veld, Delphi Taisis, called Olam Gvar, is not a Pesach. Called Olam Gvar is, we don't know what to do. We're not going to do Yachleiku, but Kumba said Yachleiku is an act of robbery, by the way. Okay? Yachleiku is an act of robbery. You're taking half for him, half for him. Find it out. So according to Taisis, it's about not a great Pesach. Watch what I'm going to say now. Is Nela. The teretz that the Rosh said, why we do call the Olam Gvar and not Yachleiku, because call the Gvar is a better psak, because you're probably going to get close to the end. Tosfos can't hold up. Tosfos says it's a toss-up. So here's the double the Shitasai. The teretz that the Rosh said, why we do call the Olam Gvar over Yachleiku, the teretz that the Rosh said, Tosfos can't hold up. The Rosh Lashitasai has the liberty of coming along and saying that call the Olam Gvar is better than Yachleiku, because call the Olam Gvar is close to the MS, because we take on that the one who is the truth of rhythm is going to win the first battle, and that will be it. And that's why the Rosh says you can't keep grabbing back and forth. Because Kol Dol and Gvar is based on truth. But Taisus can't hold to that Teretz, because Taisus holds you to grab back and forth. So Fekir Hakasha, if Taisus holds, he can't hold to the Rosh's Teretz. So Kol Dol and Gvar is Mekubal in the Veld. It's what we call Histalkus. Best in sense, go break your heads. Fekir Hakasha, so why do we do Kol Dol and Gvar as opposed to Yachleiku? The answer is there's no Yachleiku. Yachleiku is not a psak. There is only Kol Dol and Gvar. I don't have to explain why Kol Dol and Gvar is better. That's Nifloid. Oh, here's a double the Shitasai. The Kasha that the Rosh said, why do you do Kol Dol and Gvar over Yachleiku? And the Teretz that the Rosh said, the Tosfos can't hold to the Teretz. Because the Rosh said Kol Dol and Gvar is a mega psak, because Kol Dol and Gvar is going to take you to the truth. The Tosfos can't hold it's going to take you to the truth, because every day it switches. So how does he answer the Rosh's Kasha, why Kol Dol and Gvar is better than Yachleiku? He never had the Kasha. Because there's no psak called Yachleiku. All there is Kol Dol and Gvar. So the Rosh, the Shitasai, holds. That the Shnei Beretz Metallus doesn't give you a din Yachleiku, my rabbi say, what does the Shnei Beretz Metallus do with blocks that you can't do Kol Dol and Gvar? So why do Yachleiku? Because it's a psak sofik, you don't know what to do, you do Yachleiku. Check the Rosh, so why do you do Kol Dol and Gvar here and Yachleiku over here? He says Kol Dol and Gvar is a better psak. Tosfos can't hold to that Teretz that Kol Dol and Gvar is a better psak. Because Kol Dol and Gvar is a toss-up, Kol Dol and Gvar doesn't get to the root of it. So why is Kol Dol and Gvar better than Yachleiku? The answer is not better than Yachleiku, there's no psak called Yachleiku, period. There's also a psak called Yachleiku, there's only a psak with Kol Dol and Gvar, that's all there is. There's a thing called a toss-up. Maybe we should do Yachleiku. Yachleiku is man b'chash mein. There's also a track called Yachleiku. I and our mission, we do Yachleiku. And our mission, we do Yachleiku. Because I don't sadi dahai. And I don't sadi dahai. That's the MS Lamito Yishol Torah. So that's Lashitosa number one. Lashitosa number one is the Rosh who held that the Anansadi doesn't make Yachleiku, the Anansadi knocks out the Kol Dol and Gvar, and therefore by default, the achleiku is because of psak safik. Here the shittase had a kasha, so why do you do sometimes kol don gvara, sometimes achleiku? And he says the teretz because kol don gvara is a better psak. The teretz that he said is only the shittase that kol don gvara is a better psak. According to Tosfos, kol don gvara is not a psak b'chlal. So it comes back to Rosh's kasha, so why do you do kol don gvara over achleiku? The answer is there's also psak with achleiku b'chlal. There is only kol don gvara. And Mela, that's why the Tosfos didn't have the Rosh's kasha and didn't have the Rosh's teretz. That's emes lamita shel teretz. That means hiding behind the outstanding machlekes of what does the chazaka do lies another machlekes of why we do yachleku. Behind the machlekes of what role does the chazaka play in our mishnah according to the Rosh lies another machlekes, which is why do we do yachleku at the end of the day. One second, because there's all the psak, there's all the everything, there's all the psak. We don't have much of a rabbi in case of who are we? Don't have much of a rabbi in our case.
Right.
Again, I'm not talking about it. I'm sure there's not much of a rabbi. He has a mission. That's MS Lamito Shotaira. One second. What do you say? It's a Gemara, no? It's a Gemara, right? You learned the second half of the Rosh? Stand by. Yeah? That's the Shitosa number one, Lamito Shotaira. What role does the Chazaka play? Why do we do Yachleiku? Why is called the Akhara better than Yachleiku? The terrorists of Rosh couldn't hold, basically can't hold the Rosh's terrorists. Let's go back to now. The Shitosi number two, you hear? Second, I'm just starting. This is all the introduction to what I want to speak about today. Which is the introduction to what I speak about tomorrow, which is the introduction to what I speak about Thursday. Now listen to my advice. I'm bigger than them for me. Yeah? Not because at his age I was bigger, but 40 years later, yeah? At his age, it could be we were equal. Maybe he's better, he went to peak school. Yeah. He can do it. And Prager's, yeah? And Prager's, yeah? Listen carefully. Secondly, she tosses a Dovid Neuro. You all noticed. Secondly, she tosses also a Pshat. We're heading into the big wonders. Hold on. Secondly, Shitosa is something very strange. The Rosh says that with two guys holding on to it, so we have a chazaka that it's theirs. And he brings a Gemara from Naska de Rababa. Kidamrina gabi Naska de Rababa de Cheshvina Gazan. Did you notice that? The Rosh ate it on, Kidamrina gabi Naska de Rababa de Cheshvina Le Gazan. He said a quote. I'll tell you a phenomenal zach, which is not to be believed. The third thing I printed out to you today on the printout, for tonight, Tosfos Bav Basra, the Flamed Aleph of Beis, I repeat, Tosfos Bav Basra, the Flamed Aleph of Beis, brings down over there a Rabbeinu Tam, who says word for word like the Rosh. What's word for word like the Rosh? That since you both Mozaka and Shnayim Erzin, we can't do Kol Don Gvar, because you don't let one guy steal from another. I want to read you the Lashon of Tosfos. So, first Rabbeinu Tam, Kibush Shnayim Mozakim, Ein Lanu Laniach Sheyigzal Ha'echad Lachaveru, the Chosha Kilo Onu Yoedim Shel Shnayim Chelik Bo. It's a fascinating zach. It's a little bit of a riddle. You have a Tosfos in Bav Basra Daf Lamed Aleph. It's over here on the printout, and a Rosh by us over there. It's Rabbeinu Tam. Shneim nisnabnu b'sing. They both said the same thing. They both said that the role that the Erzin play is not a reason to do Yachleiku. Rather, the role that the Erzin play is the reason not to do Kol Don Gvara, because we can't let one guy steal from the other. Both the Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos Bav Basra Lamed Aleph and the Rosh by us Iran ki damrina by Naska de Rabba. Strange. Tosfos didn't bring the Bakr from Naska de Rababa, and they did. My high. But don't worry about that. You need to have two Rishonim, a Rosh and a Rabbeinu Tam, Hilik Rabbeinu Tam, who say this new Pshat. We're calling it in the Sugya Pshat number two. We're going to call it the Rosh's Pshat. That the Eichson doesn't, is not a reason to Yachlik. Yachlik is all Suffolk. The Eichson is a reason why we don't do Kol Don Gvar. And they both add on a Raya from Naska de Rababa. Explain what we're saying as follows. Tova Nifla. This is the second Lashitosayim Pshat. Watch. Why aren't you doing Kol Don Gvar? Why don't you do Kol Don Gvar? Halei Kol Don Gvar is a better psak. Halei the Rosh drowned us with three reasons why Kol Don Gvar is a better psak. It's better than Yachleiku. Yachleiku is also a psak. Lishitosai. Your leg is also upset, the sheet also, but you're cut over. No, but I can't let one guy steal from the other. The rush was bothered. Stealing? You're stealing from the guy? Can I repeat the story? Two guys walk into Besdin holding onto a talus. Okay? We know that it's Reuven's. We know that it's Shimon's. As far as we're concerned, they're official talus schleppers. They move talisim from shul to shul. Okay? Orthodox talus movers, we'll call it. OTM. Incorporated. Logistics and moving worldwide. They come into Besdin, two guys holding onto a talus. It's Reuven's. Reuven's as cool as Shalim. Shimon's as cool as that. He's the cop. You know that it's Reuven's. You know that it's Shimon's. He's holding onto it. That's enough that the guy's called a Goslin? So Kodim Gras, the Reb Sock. There was three reasons why Kodim Gras, the Reb Sock. Yachlik is also a Sock. Kodim Gras is much better. You hold on, you get to the truth. You say, no, we can't let one guy steal from the other. Bezin doesn't allow stealing. Stealing, that's called stealing. So tell me what he means. Is it an Ansadi? Seder, the Ansadi is enough that it's called an act of Gzela? I can hear that. The Ansadi is enough to take on that it's yours. But to go say that it's called Gzela? That Bezin can't allow Yigzol Echad as Hasheni? That Tosis said, and the Rosh said, who told you it's Gzela? He says, we find an Ask of the Rabba. Now, what do we find in Ask of the Rabba? An Ask of the Rabba, I'm not getting into it now. We'll learn it with Hashem next winter. The Mitzvah Shem. And over there, the Gemara says as follows. A guy was holding on to a Nazca. Another guy grabbed it from him. The Lashon of the Gemara is that the guy who grabbed the Nazca is called a Goslin. That was the story. The Gemara over there is not about that. The Gemara over there is about a different Zach. It's about Vitor Shani of the Shalom. Mishalim with an Erech, with a whole Pachkarai, with a Migu. One of the hardest Gemaras in Shas. That's not the topic here. But the story over there was where one guy had a Nazca, he had a gold tray. Another guy grabbed it from him, and he said, I grabbed it, but it's mine. The Gemara calls him a Goslin. So what the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam proved from there was that when you grab from somebody who's an unknown owner, we don't know if he owns it, all we saw was by him, that's called Gzela. Goslin! The Baal Gemara calls him a Goslin, says the Rosh, we can't let you do Kodon Gvar. Why can't let you do Kodon Gvar? Because we can't let one guy Yaniach Echel Ligzol. Ligzol as Chaver, we're doing a Psak. We have a suffix. Kodon Gvar is a reasonable Psak. The Rosh has three reasons. No, we can't let you steal from the other guy. We are stealing from the other guy. What's that? That's called stealing. The answer is, yeah, that's called stealing. That means the Rosh upgraded. The Muzakis is enough to say that the other guy is called a Goslin if he grabs. So we can't do the din of Kol Dol and Gvar over here because there's going to be an act of Gzela going on over here because they're both holding on to it. Now we know the Oymik of what the Rosh meant to say. Since both guys are holding on to it, so the Muzakis says that it's yours. We can't let the other guy grab it, even to do the Psak of Kol Dol and Gvar, which is a better Psak. It's an act of Gzela. We're not Miniach Echel Bigzol Asasheni. Melo. So what do we do? I can't do Kol Dol and Gvar. So I do Yachleku. What's up with Yachleku? Yachleku is the second best. Facts off. What's that? The English, he tells me. But he has to prove from Nazca. That's why it's a moiwitik mituyik. Only the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam were the ones who bought a raya from Nazca. Taisa doesn't bring a raya from Nazca. Why not, by the way? Because Taisa says it's an atzadi. You have cheskas mama, like all of Rashas. Cheskas mama, an atzadi. What's yours is yours. But to go say that you're a Goslin, that narga, that I need from Nazca. But that's why Dafka the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Tam, who say this noob shot, they bring a raya from Nazca the Rabbah. But that's the flamoy. So we said two lishitosos. This one that he's not. Okay, we'll get to it. So I'll say two lishitosos. One lishitosos is, why did the Rosh lishitosos have to explain why Kodong better than Yachleku? Because Yachleku is a psak, something bad of psak vada. Lishitosos number two is, why did he work on Nazca the Rabbah? So now begins the big question. It's all very good. So I just finished saying, three nekudas in the Rosh. One is, the reason why over here we don't do Kodon Gvar is because it's an atom Zela. Number two is, the Chaluk is therefore suffic, and therefore we have to explain why Kodon was better. And third of all, that's what we're about to ask the Rabbah. Now we begin the Tifa Lomdus. In fact, everybody, the whole world. But if the Rosh anyway holds, if the Rosh anyway holds that both guys are holding on to it, ad kidei kach that it's called a gzela, and I just finished proving that gzela is a higher darga, affect everybody, so why doesn't it select Tosfos? Halei, the Rosh is Tosfos plus. The Rosh is saying, not just that we know that it's yours, but you call the Goslin. So why does the Rosh have to say that the reason why we don't do Kol Dol Gvar over here is why? Is because we can't let one guy steal from the other. And then I'll ask you why you do Chalukah. By default, it's a second Pesach. Suffolk. Let him sound like Tosfos. Both guys are holding on to it. We do Yachleku because we know that half is yours and half is yours. Halal, he's also masking to Tosfos that there's a Mosarkis. He's also masking to Tosfos that there's an Ansadi. How do I know that, by the way? He says it's called Gzela. And he says it on the first letter on also. He says it a few times. That it's called being now on that it's yours. So here's the big riddle. Everything that I said is true. The Rosh uses the Mufzakis not to say why you get Yachleku. He says it's explaining why we don't do Kolan Gvar. And everything is true. All the Raid I said is all true. All the Jitals is true. Everything's true. But Taka, why does he like faces? He should have said a simple Tevitz. Kolan Gvar is a very nice Pesach. But over here we have an Ansadi. The half is yours and half is yours. What could be the pshat why the Rosh didn't say like faces? What the Rosh says, I know. But he should have said like faces. There's a reason. We have a reason to do Yachleku. It's an Ansadi. Half is yours. Half is yours. That's the big riddle over here. Befrat, the way I'm saying it, the Rosh upgraded it. The Rosh did more than Stam. It's a Gazlan. So we have to come on and say negative for it. Say, you can't do Kol Gvar. We give the guy Yachleku because I'm an Ansadi. That's half it is. How can you do Kol Gvar? Or say better, Yachleku is a Richtig Psak. I'll say it even better. Why, Taka, does the Rosh hold that the Yachleku over here is a Psak Sofik? It should be a Psak Vadeh, at least like that. I just proved that the Rosh holds that Yachleku is a Psak Sofik, and that's why you have to explain and apologize why Kol Gvar is better than Yachleku. He should say, Yachleku is a Psak Vadeh. You have a reason why you give me each guy half. Taisa said, there's a reason why you give me each guy half. So there are two approaches to this riddle. One approach is what I call Chazaka Raid. One approach is what I call Chazaka Raid, which I don't like. But a lot of people, or Shashivas, and Raid, and Shiurim, and Achronim, they say that, albeit it's true that you're holding on to it, and each one's a ganav of the other, but we don't have an Ansadi that half is yours and half is yours. We don't have an Ansadi that half is yours. I mean, physically holding on to it, I can't let one guy steal from the other. But Lamaisa, when two people hold on to something, having an Ansadi that half is yours, maybe like some of you asked the other day, maybe it's 80-20, or maybe Bechal, when two people hold on to it, we don't see that it's half yours, we don't know whose it is, but it's enough for Gzeil, all types of raid like that, that the Rosh didn't say like Tosfos. Oh. I was saying to Toros, Mochum, I heard this from Rosh many times, a very long dish of shot, which is going to be a base for the big raid that we're going to say. Rabbi Seinu said, the reason why the Rosh didn't hold the Tosfos is a different Vort in Gatzin, and the Vort's so powerful, the Yesh La'ayin hate of why the Tosfos didn't say it. Rabbi Seinu said like this. Two guys walk into Bezin holding on to a talus. When the two guys appear in Bezin holding on to a talus, like I said before, there's a Suffolk, there's no Suffolk. What's the Suffolk? So, when does the Suffolk start? When does the Suffolk start? The Suffolk starts, so he says Kulishli. Other than their tainus, we have no Suffolk. So the Suffolk that's on the table of Bez in Moiv Rabbeisai is Kulishli. That's the only Suffolk we have. So it's not just that the tainus, watch what I'm going to say now. It's not just that the tainus shaft the Suffolk. It's not just that without the tainus, you wouldn't have had a Suffolk. It's more than that. The parameter of the Suffolk is what they said. What's the Suffolk that you have? What's the Suffolk? You have a Suffolk? You don't have a Suffolk. The Suffolk is what they said. My Suffolk is Kulishli. Said it in Malchum. So what are you going to do now? You're going to come along and resolve the Suffolk. What are you going to say? Anan Sadi, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to pass it. The half is yours. I understand. That wasn't a Tzad that the Tainus presented. That wasn't the Suffolk that the Tainus presented. The Suffolk that the Tainus presented was mine or his? We're going to come along and say, you know something? We take on the third Tzad. It's half-half. No such thing. A Suffolk that's Noilad Machmas the Tainus, we are not going to take on a tzad that the Tainus didn't suggest. We don't have to be smarter than they are. And I want to, again, repeat what I just said. Hello, we didn't have a Suffolk group. The same way before they opened their mouths. Interesting stuff. Two guys walk into Bezdin. So holding on to the thing. They don't say a word. So would one die and say to the other, oh, we have an Ansadi over here. They say, you don't know anything, right? There's no meaning. So the whole Legas of Suffolk, the whole shopping of the Suffolk here, the whole creation of the Suffolk, is a direct tolada that's a result of their Tainus. One of their time is they raise two possibilities, kulishli. Said of Nochum, so what are you going to say? Now we're going to pass. We're going to resolve the Suffolk. How are we going to resolve the Suffolk? Anan Sadi, we're going to nem on. We're going to nem on that it's half-half. We're going to nem on something that they didn't suggest. We're going to nem on a Tzad that's outside the two study has Suffolk that they presented. Ain't the fuck, as I said of Nochum. No such thing. A Suffolk that's noilad machmas the Sphakas, so the entire Suffolk lives within the arena of what the Sphakas will present, what they present to. We're gonna go be creative. We're gonna bring up all that stuff. Honestly, we made the Suffolk. We made the Suffolk. We have a Suffolk. So we're gonna go suggest other stadim, other than what they said in the shopping of the Suffolk. The resolution of the Suffolk has to be limited to the Suffolk created. I want to hit on something, if there's Roshos, which I think is Emes Amitai. A point of Shlema that the Yisoid of Chazaka is a Raya. So then, I don't think I understand what Rav Nachum said, and I don't think he meant it. He meant it, if he the Shitosa, the Raya suggested, I'll explain. If I have a Raya that it's half-half, right? Let's say I would have Edom that come along and say it's half-half. So would you say, hey, he said foolishly, I can't hear the Edom Shtiot. Why? Because you have a Hechacha that it's half-half. So you're a liar and you're a liar. We know that it's half-half. That's only if it's a Hechacha of Komash Tachas Galdim Yerushalayim. It's a real Raya. So then the Svar that I'm saying doesn't make sense. Moshe, if Tosfos is meant to say, like Rav Shlema and Rav Chanan in that pshat, that the words we know, we have a narrative. We have a hechach, we have a circumstantial hechach, that it's half-half. So what do I care that they said it coolishly? What do you tell me? The whole Suffolk cares. Oh, yeah. I know what happened. You're a liar, and you're a liar. Ich weiß, was tot sagt. But according to the pshat that we said yesterday, Tosfos didn't mean I have a hechach, I don't have a raya. It's a din that we nem on like that. Here, said Rav Nachum, and I heard from Rav Moshe many times, a tifa svara. We're not going to nem on the tzad that they didn't suggest. If it's a raya, as I said, if two Edom would come along and say it's half-half, two Edom saw the story, right? So you're going to come along and say that I don't listen to the Edom because neither of them offered an option of chetzi? They did come, of course not. So if it's a raya, raya is a raya. The raya is not meshuma to the tainas. You have two tainas, they created a suffix, and now I have information that came in. What was the information that came in? Two people hold on to a talus. There's a hechacha that chetzi shaloi. When we said yesterday we don't have a raya, we have no idea what happened. So we have a halacha, a din, that the din says, nemon like that. And that's it, anochem atif of heart. We're not going to go nemon something which they didn't suggest. Either is a halacha called chazakas, beseder. But the halacha of chazakas is operating in an arena where there's a suffix over here. Before you go nemon things, check what the suffix is. We're not going to go suggest stodim to nemon things, halacha the things that they didn't suggest. That now. That's out of the picture, it's out of the framework.
We don't see it. We don't see.
No, I
only see their.
Again, the word see is very, very deceptive. If C means I know because I have Edom, then you're right. But if the word C is a halacha concept, that we have the right to nem on, in a case with a... So what's the shot? I'll explain to you. When you have a suffix, you're allowed to rely on chazakas. The chazaka can't play a role. It's not in the world of the suffix. This chazaka doesn't operate in this suffix, because this suffix only offered two options, kulishali. To come along now and take on a third set, that's not the suffix. That wasn't the suffix in front of us. We didn't have a suffix. They weren't malatat. I'll explain to you. The chazaka, the din, can't create stodim. If you have a tzad, it can support a tzad. Yeah? I don't know. But it's not a resolution of the suffix. You don't use a chazaka of din to go initiate stodim. You heard it, does it? I'm using the tayyat to initiate the tzad. I'm repeating what I just said. The muhsik, if it's a raya, then I have nothing to say. You have a raya, finished. I know it's half. What do I care what the tayyat is for? But if it's not a raya, it's a din. So what I'm saying is that the muzik of din doesn't initiate stodim of a suffix. In the realm of the stodim of a suffix, but we can go ahead and operate within the suffix that we have in front of us. Memela, Seder Vach, Seder Rosh. The Rosh held that the Anan Tzadi can't operate over here because it's not within the realms of the suffix. The suffix that came in front of us was Bashafin, it was created by the Tainus, and the Tainus don't leave a door open for an option of chetzi chetzi. So we're going to come along and say, maybe it's chetzi chetzi. He said it's chetzi chetzi. He said it's chetzi chetzi. We're going to create our own stodim? What does proactive yachloiku mean? We're going to go create a third side. What's that? Why should we go create a third side? Somebody suggested such a thing. Why should we go suggest things that they didn't suggest? I want to say tifer. If you're doing a psak sofik, say it's a psak sofik, it's a pshara. You don't know what to do. When you're in fifth grade, you had a fight with somebody. What'd you tell your friend? Let's split it. What were you doing back then? You're doing a psak sofik of yachloiku. You thought that it was a reasonable zach. Bring tais, no such thing. You didn't know the tais. So if you want to do a let's split it, vakasha. But over here, according to tais, there is no such psak with yachloiku. The reason I do yachloiku is because you never know like that. That means you're interfering into the sofik and you're saying, no, this is the richtiger resolution. What do you mean the richtiger resolution of the sofik? You don't really have a sofik here. You hit a tifkait? The reason why you're doing yachloiku is because you want to do the richtiger resolution of the sofik. This is not a resolution of the Suffolk, because there was no tzad like this. The Suffolk never presented an option like that. So it's not a risk. If you want to do stam, a toss up, what I call a pshara, let's split it, I don't know what to do, so let's split it. That's fine, I don't have a problem with that. But if you're doing it because of an ansadi, because that's the richtige resolution of the Suffolk, it's not the richtige resolution of the Suffolk. You'll tell me, what do you mean? But that's the reality. It's not the reality. I'll prove it to you again. Before these guys open their mouths, you would apply this chazaka and say, oh, I know that it's half-half. No, of course, they wouldn't even say a word. Why not? Because you don't have a Suffolk in front of you. So that they open their mouths and not create a Suffolk doesn't create more of a viable option that it's half-half. So if you want to do half-half because you're taking on that that's the right resolution, it's not the right resolution of the Suffolk, because the Suffolk never created an option called half-half. What do you say? We'll get to it in a second. Simple. One second. Zucker by Hersher. So why is it, what did the Rush say? So what did the Rush say? The Rush said something else completely. The Rush said both guys holding on to it. When a person holds on to something, we take on that it's yours. We take on that it's yours. I can't let you grab it from me because you're a cousin. But to go proactively and paskin that I have a reason to give you half that knot. I'm cutting the Rush with a knife. To go paskin that the achiza that you're holding is a sibah to give you half, doesn't it? It's not a sibah to give you half. Because I don't resolve the suffix in a proactive way on a tzad that they didn't suggest. Although at the end of the day, we don't know what happened over here. We're resolving the suffix. This is not part of the suffix. It's not one of the tzad. We're going to go be mala, a new tzad that they never suggested. What could Dayazin do? Dayazin says, I'm holding on to it. You can't steal it from me. That, yeah? You can't steal it from me. It's by me. That you can't do. So as a resolution of the suffix to say, I know that half is yours, I know that half is yours, as a proactive way of resolving the suffix, does nicht. That not. I don't have a right to nem on something which they themselves never offer. I don't have to go create ideas. I don't have a suffix b'chlal. The whole Sabbath suffix only begins with what they said. They never offer such an option. I have to go be a smart guy, go offer new options. Mashen came. Okay, so I have no reason to be a chalik with you. So why did you call on Gra, call on Raz Beres? I can't do call on Gra. I'm doing an act of stealing. That, yeah? So an act of stealing, I can't do. Mela, since I can't do an act of stealing, what do I do? What I do is, I do yachleik. Why do I do yachleik? It's a suffix. Check the Rosh. It's a suffix. That means yachleik is a legitimate, legal, tender way of asking, so do it all the time. Call them rather better, sir. This svara is such a powerful svara. You have to know why Tais is argued. Tais on this, that's I. Tais held that even in a suffix, where the entire suffix, the whole leidas a suffix, comes machvas the tainis. Kulishali, I can still use this chazaka as a resolution of the suffix. Nobody suggested such a tzabachal. Now, why does Tzitzis argue on this Givaldi Columbus? Is it could be he doesn't hold of it. But also, who cares? We can resolve the suffix out. We can resolve the suffix in a proactive way. We can never on that it's here. If I got that nobody suggested such a possibility. I'm repeating again the power behind the svara. When they came into Bezdin before they opened their mouths, Bezdin said to themselves, oh, it's here. Chas v'shalom. Very foreman. Get the cup. Chas v'shalom. If you're holding the towels. Now they say kulishali. So all of a sudden now we have this great idea to TFF. So we're limited, we're handicapped. Within what they said. We don't proactive come up along new ideas. What interests me always, and we'll talk about this in the coming days, what does Tzitzis argue? This story that I just said is wrong, it's a wrong story. We take on a new thing, we initiate new tzadim that they themselves never brought to the table. Or we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem. Tomorrow, okay, one second. Tomorrow we're going to see the second half of the Rosh. Second half of the Rosh has many, many, many complications. On the Marukai Mishit tomorrow, I'm going to give you directions what to look for on the Rosh, okay? Three questions which need to be paid attention in the Rosh, and then the rest of them will see.